I'd like to introduce our speaker today, Tim Troutman, who's a Vinci IT business analyst at the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System in Salt Lake City. Tim, can I turn things over to you?
Please do. Thanks, Rob. All right, we'll get going with the presentation here. Let me bring it up for you. All right, thank you, everyone, for joining us today for this Vinci Cyber Seminar. Before I get started, I'd just like to mention that we're going to have a Vinci training hour next Wednesday, October 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, at which time we'll be covering Vinci data for beginners. So it's a good follow-on course for this workspace for beginners. All right, let's get started. First of all, when you want to use the workspace, please go find the user guide. So if you go to Vinci Central, and then in the left nav under user guides, select that, and then under Vinci user guides, you can find the Vinci workspace user guide. A little bit about the workspace. So it's a free high-performance computing environment that serves the research and operations business intelligence communities. The firewall provides enhanced data security, and we also provide access to computing power, software tools, databases, a SAS grid, as well as file and data storage. It can be accessed from outside the VA through VA VPN solutions of Rescue and CAG. The workspace itself has shared project folders which allow for national collaboration in a research group. A lot of times you have groups that include university researchers. They'll be able to access it as well as long as they have a VA identity. Our workspace comes in two variations, a standard workspace and a development workspace. The standard workspace, like it says, is a standardized environment. It has shared resources and a fixed software package, whereas the development workspace is for special purpose usage, such as custom coding and the use of non-standard but TRM-approved software. The standard workspace consists of a Windows Server 2012 Enterprise R264 with Service Pack 2 operating system on three load balanced servers. There are no elevated or administrative permissions. Again, fixed software package has four shared CPUs totaling 32 cores, and it shares 128 gigs of RAM, and there is no internet access. The development workspace also runs Server 2012, Service Pack 1, or the Linux operating system, depending on your requirements. Elevated permissions are allowed, but you will have to see your ISSO to request those permissions. Vinci does not provide those approvals. You can install additional software yourself, and each user or group gets a processor core, 4 gigabytes of RAM, and again, no internet access for data security. This is a quick look at the architecture. So you see on the left, you as the user would enter, and then you'd be given access to application servers that serve up your software, database servers where your data is stored, file servers so you can keep your files on your study, and then there's the SAS grid server so you can crunch numbers if you use SAS. And then each of these servers talks to another server so you can get the appropriate information between them. A little bit about Vinci Workspace software. So we do provide a number of analytical softwares like ArcMap, Stata, R, SAS, PSPP, MATLAB, InVivo, SSMS, and other software for free. You don't have to pay for it. And we have additional and updated software added when funded, and that's the caveat, when funded. Okay, we come to our first poll question, so I'll hand this over to Rob.
Thanks, Tim, and the poll is up. Question being, what is your level of experience with DaVinci Workspace? This is a please select all that apply question, so of all the options, you can choose many. I have not used it. I would like to use it. I'm a beginning user. I'm an intermediate user, and I'm an advanced user. And answers are coming in rather quickly. Tim, we're almost at 80%, which is usually about where it drops off. Yeah, so things have settled down, so I'm going to go ahead and close the poll and share out the results. And what we have is that 62% chose I have not used it. 36% chose I would like to use it. 34% I'm a beginning user. 2% I'm an intermediate user. And 0 said I'm an advanced user. That's over 100%, but I think you get the point. Now we're back on your
sounds like they're sounds like they're all in the right place. Okay. Thanks, Rob. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Vinci SaaS Grid environment. So we maintain and support two SaaS grids, an operations grid and a research grid. The reason we have two of them is because operations and research have two different requirements when it comes to security and access. There are over 2 million compute minutes per month that we have on the workspace, so it really gets its use. We are leading the VA in authentication using Active Directory on the Linux platform, and we do have PIV card support. The environment itself is a distributed management of SaaS jobs. It has three clustered Linux servers, a hybrid server solution of physical blades and smaller virtual machines, of which two physical blade servers, each having 1,024 gigabytes of RAM, 16 CPUs, and 150 job slots per server. We have one VM server with 250 gigabytes of RAM, 8 CPUs, and 50 job slots. We also have 40 gigabit Ethernet connections to Vinci and CDW data servers, and they're running the latest SaaS 9.4 release. A quick overview of the architecture, and I will not dwell on this, but as you can see from the left, the grid client, that being you, you can then connect into the grid and process your data through one of the nodes. And that's all handled automatically for you. The SaaS Enterprise Miner program is very robust and easy to use. It also allows for rapid, efficient data mining and modeling with a minimal amount of programming. The ProcIML also allows the inclusion of R into the SaaS world. SaaS Enterprise Guide is a point-and-click menu and wizard-driven tool that empowers users to analyze data and publish results. And if you've ever had a chance to watch Mark Ezzo give one of his SaaS demonstrations, you can see just how easy and quick it is to accomplish a number of tasks. Okay, why use the SaaS grid over regular SaaS? Well, first of all, it's load balanced and has parallel processing in a very robust venue. It has greater NetApp storage arrays. All statistical procs reside on the grid and not the desktop. It has a more efficient OS venue, greater security, and the SaaS Display Manager, which is the desktop version, the regular SaaS, is no longer updated. That brings us to our second poll question on usage of the SaaS grid. Back to you, Rob.
Thank you. The poll is up. Tim, I meant to remind you this morning, but I had to combine two of your options because there's only five slots. So the first option is I have not / do not need to use it. To the question, what is your level of experience with DaVinci SaaS Grid? So first option is I have not and do not need to use it. I would like to use it. I'm a beginning user, I'm an intermediate user, and I'm an advanced user. And the answers are streaming in about as fast as they did the first poll. And yeah, things have settled down, so I'm going to go ahead and close the poll and share out the results. And Tim, 54% say that they have not and do not need to use Vinci SaaS Grid. 66% say they would like to use it. 25% say they're beginning user. 1% says they are intermediate user, and nobody said they're an advanced user. So we're back to your slides.
Great. It's good to know that people want to use the grid. Okay, let's talk about accessing DaVinci Workspace. And we're going to go over this a little more with the CAN demonstration in a few slides. But the first place you want to go is our Vinci Central website. And top left nav, click on Launch Workspace. And then this is going to give you four options. It's going to give you on the left, standard workspace applications, and this would take you to a web page. where you can select individual applications. You can select full standard workspace for a single monitor or full standard workspace for multi-monitors. And lastly, a development workspace, and that allows you to select one or two monitors. This is the web page that would take you where you to where you can launch one application at a time in the workspace. This is the development workspace login, and this is where you would connect to the development server that you'd been assigned. And it's important to use the full qualified domain name that you see there in the second bullet, where the XX would stand for your development server number. Now, a quick CAN demonstration. I'll also mention if you get this, once you get the slides, you see at the bottom there, there's Vinci videos on how to log into the Vinci Workspace application, the single application I showed you, how to log into the Vinci Standard Workspace, and how to log into the development Vinci Workspace. This demonstration will be on the Standard Workspace. So again, you begin by going to our Vinci Central website and clicking on Launch Workspace. That brings up your four selections. You'll want to connect to the full standard workspace by selecting that. And that will bring up an open dialog box at the bottom of the screen. You'll want to click on the open button. This will bring up a remote desktop connection dialog box, and you'll want to click the connect button. This will bring up the Windows Security Credential box. You'll want to select your PIB credentials. You'll enter your PIN number, and then you'll click the OK button. This will bring up a connecting dialog box while it's connecting to the Vinci workspace. Once you've connected to the workspace, you'll get a security warning like you do all VA systems. Read the warning and click the OK button. And then this is going to bring up an error. We can't get around this. It's a difference between security protocols. But it'll say the requested key container does not exist on the smart card. All you have to do is click the OK button, and it will bring up the entry box for your smart card. You just enter in your PIN number and click on the right arrow to launch the workspace. This will bring up a welcome screen while it loads your parameters and your settings. And then finally, it will open up the Vinci workspace itself. Okay, a little bit about the workspace applications. Once you're in the workspace, all those analytical applications that you'd like to access, you'll find a folder on the left side that says Remote Applications. You'll want to open that folder, and that will give you the list of applications that are available from the Vinci workspace to do your analysis. And this includes the SAS tools. A little bit about the Vinci workspace restrictions. There is no internet access, and again, that's for data security, so data can't be removed without us knowing about it. You cannot copy and paste to or from the workspace, and that's through the firewall. What you can do is save your info as a file and download or upload within regulations, and we'll talk more about that. Copy and paste between applications in the workspace is restricted as applications run from several different servers. And you can't really tell in which ones run from the same server. But if you're copying between two applications that do happen to be on the same server, you can copy and paste. If they're a different server, you can't copy and paste. And let me go back. So if you can't copy and paste between two applications, what I recommend is you save off the information as a file and then open it in the other application. A little bit about the Vinci workspace storage. There's an H drive, and this is your personal storage. This is not for your study data. You get 10 gigabytes, again, not for storing study data. There's an OMP drive, project folders, and these are your shared folders. There's 100 gigabyte standard size. They're intended for sharing of project files. Access is controlled and limited to study staff, and is specifically intended for your study file storage. And we also have a Microsoft SQL 2014 server for your study databases, and all these also have tape and disk backup. Now I'll give you a quick demonstration of the storage in the workspace. Also, we have a video available from the slide deck. So let me go into the Vinci workspace here. Okay, this is the Vinci workspace. You should see it on your screen. So I'm going to open up Windows Explorer. And then down here on the lower left of the window, you'll see there's a number of drives available. As I mentioned, there's an H drive. This is your personal drive where you'll keep your personal information. Then there's an I drive. This is for storing CMS data. So if you've requested access to CMS data, you can get access to it here. Then there's two project drives, an O drive and a P drive. So depending on availability and what how much space is available when you first create a study, you'll be assigned to one of these drives. And then what you can do is you can go to the drive, and then you'll see a list of any study folders you have access to. In this case, I have my ORD Percipio folder that's available to me, and also would be available to any study members. The last drive you'll see here is a T drive, and this T drive is actually used for transferring files that are larger than 2 GB. Otherwise, you would use our file transfer utility to transfer smaller files. Also not shown here is the S drive, which is only available on the development workspace, and the S drive contains a list of software installers, so you can install software from the S drive. Okay, let's go back to the slideshow. Okay, a little bit about databases. So Vinci creates study databases that are accessible within the Vinci workspace, as I just showed you. Oh, no, that was the files. The particular location depends on the study's data needs, static versus live data, and the space available on the server. Databases, and you use the fully qualified domain name. If you want static data, that would be on our RBO1 server. If you need live data, that's available on our RBO2 or RBO3 servers. And you can access all these using SQL Server Management Studio 2017, and that's also available from the Vinci workspace. So let's go and take a look at that. So we're back in our workspace, and I'm going to go ahead and launch Microsoft SQL Server Management Studio 2017. It takes a few moments to load and come up, and then you'll see it full screen. And the first thing it's going to ask you is, what do you want to connect to? And we're going to go ahead and connect to our RBO1 server, which has my Percipio database on it. Okay, so we're into the program, and it's asking for a server type, but it's going to be Database Engine. Our server name, again, fully qualified domain name. In this particular instance, we're going to our RBO1 server. And then authentication is going to be Windows Authentication. And then we'll click Connect button. It'll go out and connect to our server. And you see it over here on the left in the Object Explorer pane. So what we do now is we'll click on the little plus sign for databases, and this is going to give us a list of all the databases that are on this server. What you'll want to do is scroll down to the database that has been created for you. In my case, that's going to be ORD Percipio, and that's right here about the center of the list. Then you click on the plus sign for that, and that would expand the list to show what's available in that database. And then you could expand, for example, tables, and that'll give you your list of tables. And then from there, if you want to see what's contained in the tables, you just right-click on a particular table and click Select Top 1,000 Rows. It will do the query for you and then display what's in that particular table. So it's really easy to get to the tables. All right, let's go back to our presentation. All right, continuing on, we'll talk about DaVinci File Transfer Tool. DaVinci File Upload Tool can transfer one file at a time if you need multiple files transferred, just zip them all together and transfer the zip file. It is limited to 2 gigabytes per transfer, and it is available from Vinci Central. And one of the things I'll point out, to upload and download files, you'll do that from outside the workspace from Vinci Central. The Vinci File Download Tool has the same parameters. It can transfer one file at a time, limited to 2 gigabytes, and available from Vinci Central. The Upload Tool is a VA intranet-based utility for copying files into the workspace. You'll want to copy to either your H drive or your project folder per your selection. And when you do that, it will create an upload folder in your particular project folder. And then the URL for the File Upload Tool is right there for your reference. And then the Download Tool is essentially the same, internet-based, copies files from your H drive or your folder. There is a file audit process, though, with the Download Tool. So it copies any transferred files to an archive that's available to us. Those particular files, if they're from an IRB research study, are audited for PHI, PII, and SI. And the reason for that, I'll get into that in a minute. And then there's the URL to the utility. Now let's take a quick look at the tool. And again, there's a video available for it. Okay, we're going to go to our Vinci Central website. Then if I come over to Applications, click on the Applications card, it gives me a list of various applications readily available. I'm going to go ahead and try Upload Files. And this takes us to our Upload Tool. So what I'll do is I'll select my Upload Destination. And again, it gives us either our H drive or any project drives we have access to. I'll go ahead and select my H drive. And then it gives you an area where you can drop files or click to upload. So I'm going to click to upload. Then I'll select a file. And then it'll upload that file automatically. If you need to upload more files, just click the remove file and repeat. Now to download files, going up here to the download selection at the top. And that's going to take me to the download tool. Now this is very important, and I'm going to cover this again. When you do a file download, you want to do a save as, not a save. The reason being, I'll get into. So I'm going to close that. Again, there's a warning here that you're downloading any identifiable information by permission. So you start by selecting your location from the dropdown. I'm in Salt Lake City, so I will select Salt Lake City as my location. And then it's going to go out to the workspace, and it's going to find any drives and folders that you have access to. And then it's going to display those for you. So you see I've got my ORD Percipio project folder available on the P drive. Then on the H drive, I also have all my files available. I'm going to go ahead and select a file. And once I select that file, it gives me the download box. And again, it's asking me to open, save, or cancel. Click on the save arrow and do a save as. Select your location to save it to and click the save button. Then it will download and give you the option to open that particular file or open the folder. Very straightforward. Okay, let's go back to our presentation. Okay, continuing on, I was going to talk about restrictions on file download. Now, for operations project users, you can transfer files out without permission, identifiable PHI, PII, and SI data, or aggregate data, or documents, which are papers, analysis, presentations, etc. The restrictions come in with IRB research study. So you can transfer some files without permission, such as aggregate data, documents, papers, analysis, presentations that do not contain PHI, PII, or SI. Now, you can transfer PII, PHI, and SI with data steward permission, and you download it to a local secure server, not a desktop or a laptop. If you have any questions, before downloading any file, familiarize yourself with HIPAA and VHA definitions of PII and PHI. And you can find those in the VHA Handbook 1605.1, Appendix B. If you're not sure whether you may download PII or PHI for your project, read your research request memo. Once you have selected the download link, be aware that browsing to and opening any file will cause the file to be downloaded. Do not use the open in the utility. If you open a file and then close the utility without saving the file, it will still be written to your local temporary internet file folder in violation. That's why you want to do a save as. So again, pay attention and use the save as feature. Also, remind your team that they are each responsible for ensuring only data approved for download by the data steward may be transferred out of Vinci and that the data is downloaded to your local VA server. We just want to keep you out of trouble. Some Vinci workspace resources for you. Again, from Vinci Central, all the Vinci user guides are available to you. Vinci Workspace Guide, the Vinci Database Guide, the File Transfer Guide. And also, if you have a development workspace and want to install software, there's an install guide for you as well. Also, we've got 21 SAS user guides from a primer, grid primer, where to begin, to SAS coding considerations using the Linux-based grid. Also, under Vinci University, I have a lot of Vinci cyber seminars posted, such as this one. And then under Vinci 2, we have nearly 50, if not more, Vinci videos on a myriad of things, functionality within Vinci and Dart and other cyber seminars are available there as well. So there's a lot of information on Vinci Central. Okay, I went through that pretty quickly and succinctly, so we've reached the end of our presentation, so it's time for questions.
Thanks, Tim. We do have a couple questions queued up. Audience members, now is the time. If you have questions, go ahead and use that questions pane in the GoToWebinar dashboard. You can actually pull that out by clicking on the gray bar. You can pull it right out and make it bigger. So I'll jump right in. Tim, this was during one of your demos. This person asks, what is the difference between static data and live data?
Good question. So static data is basically a snapshot of data taken once a year, and it's by fiscal year. So it's not updated until the following fiscal year, whereas the live data is updated nightly. So if you are doing more of a retrospective study in the past, static data would be sufficient for you. If you're doing something that you need information ongoing from day to day, you'd want to use the live data.
Excellent. Thank you. Next question. How did you get to the SQL application? When I log into Vinci, I'm unable to see that option.
So when you log into the Vinci workspace, you'll go to the Start button and then Programs, and then there'll be a folder called SQL Server 2017 Management Studio. You'll want to open that folder and launch the program from there. What you saw in the demonstration, I put a shortcut to that program on my desktop. That normally isn't there unless you put it there, but otherwise you would just go through the normal Start button to Programs.
Thanks. Is it possible to query CDW through SAS?
Absolutely. We do have a guide in the SAS user guides that says connecting to CDW from SAS. So one of the main reasons for using the CDW SQL data is you can access it from SAS.
Great, thank you. How do I register for future webinar trainings on Vinci, SAS, Grid, CDW database use, etc.? Well, maybe that's a question for me. I'm sorry. I'll explain that later. Can you paste the link for the... I'm sorry, I think that's for me too. Do we have access to SAS Miner training?
If you, on screen right now, you see a SAS support email address. If you send them a request for training, they'll be more than happy to walk you through some.
Okay, thank you. Is there a tutorial you recommend on how to request data?
The thing about requesting data is there's so many parameters. If you go to our Vinci Central website and to our Vinci Cyber Seminar list, I believe there is a tutorial on data that you can look into.
Great, thank you. Are Microsoft products available on the grid? If not, what is the best way to save / output graphics created in EG? I usually copy and paste the graphics into a Word document.
A lot of time you can export graphics. Also in DaVinci Workspace, we have a program called Snap, I believe it's called, or Snippet. And that just does like you can do a window capture, a screen capture, and then you can save that graphic and download it as needed.
Thank you. Next question. How is DaVinci Workspace and requesting data related, let us say, from CDW?
It's two separate things. So DaVinci Workspace is basically where you would do your analysis. But the reason for doing analysis is you're going to need data. So if you're doing IRB research, what you'll do is you'll do a Dart request to request access to CDW data. In that same Dart request, when you select data storage location, you can select Vinci as your location. And once that request is approved, not only will Vinci give you a workspace, but then we'll work with you to pull that data that you need from CDW and make that available to you in the workspace. Now, if you're doing operations research and you just need access to CDW data, you would go through an EPAS process to with NDS to get access to CDW data. We can also give you separately access to the Vinci workspace. So those are two separate processes on the operation side. Any more questions, Rob?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just muted myself by accident.
Okay.
Is it possible to save software preferences between sessions? For example, in RStudio, I like my pane layout a certain way.
Yes, it should maintain your settings between sessions in the workspace. It doesn't clear them out.
Okay, thank you. This one's a long one. Let me read it through a little bit more. I'm an outside researcher with WOC status at a local VA. I'm interested in getting to national behavioral health and medical data such as PHQ scores and lab values to continue my research. I was told there was a way to see what data is available through Vinci so I know how to structure my study for IRB. How would I look to see what national data is available?
Sure. So if you go to Vinci Central and click on the left nav on data sources, and I'll go ahead and do that on screen right now. So if I click on data sources, it's going to show me some of the data sources that are available within Vinci, such as CDW production and CDW raw. And then there's also OMOP that's available. And then DaVinci data, that's DOD data, medical data. And then any SAS data sets, as well as other data sources. I might also point out, if you go to the VHA data portal, that and you go up under data sources, quite a few of these data sources are available through Vinci as well. But you can go look through these data sources and find the particular data you would like. And on that page, it'll tell you how to request that data. And then also, any data that you get, you can bring into Vinci and use. And that's, you'd have to get IRB approval to do that. Thank you.
It's good that you went back to the demo. So this person is asking, if possible, can you go back to live demos in answering some of these questions?
Done.
Is there Python / Anaconda on Vinci?
Yes, Python is available in the development workspace. It's not available in the standard workspace. Okay. Any of your programming languages, you're going to have to use in development workspace. And the reason being that sometimes we get programmers who accidentally create infinite loops and take down their particular VM. In that case, in a development VM, it only takes down your individual session and not anyone else's sessions.
Another person is asking for the link to the workspace.
So if you go to Vinci Central, and then the very first top left nav item is Launch Workspace. And again, it'll give you four options for the workspace. I recommend going to the full standard workspace. And again, you have to be given access to the workspace in order to actually access it. You can't just come here if you've never used it before, been given access, and try and get into it. You'll get an error.
Okay. Got another long one here. Can you talk briefly about how we work with a cohort which has been provided by the Vinci analyst after a Dart request is approved? Specifically, can you describe the cohort crosswalk, cohort patient ICN, cohort patient SID, and cohort SCR-SSN tables that are provided? If there's a good reference for this information, I'd be happy to get that also.
Sure. So I am not a data manager, so I'll preface it that way. But patient ICN is a unique identifier that isn't a real SSN or a scrambled SSN. So when you work with a Vinci data manager to get your cohort, you can get any one of those identifiers to use to identify individuals uniquely. We do have some in VinciTube some trainings on patient identifiers, so I'd recommend taking a look at that. Also under Vinci University, under Happy Hour trainings, let's see, there's a November 2016 Vinci Happy Hour slide deck that says Understanding Patient Identifiers. So I would go ahead and take a look at that particular slideshow, and that'll give you a very good overview of understanding which identifiers are found in what data sets and how to use them. And again, if anyone has questions after this webinar is finished, just send them to vinci@va.gov and we'd be happy to help you.
Thanks, Tim. This one comes with a little bit of an explanation as well. I tried getting software installed on a development server and I followed the directions on the site, but the directions didn't lead to an approval. Specifically, I was told that, quote, Region 5 Austin was not the correct location. Maybe this question is too specific, but do you know if there's further guidance on how to do this? Who is the best person to contact?
Yes, so recently that was changed from Region 5. So if you go to Vincipedia, here on the left, FAQs, and then you go to Requesting Elevated Permissions, it's the second item from the bottom. It gives you the step-by-step procedure. So the item you're talking about here is in step 9 for a standard role. So the systems reside in is now infrastructure operations. The scope of role is now AITC. Everything else remains the same. So that just recently changed about a month ago. So Please make that change to your e-pass request and it should go through.
Tim, this person just replied that they meant to say they were requesting elevated permissions.
Yeah, that's
sure
exactly
that's...
what this is. Yeah, that's exactly what this is, requesting elevated permissions.
Thank you. Another person is saying that they're having a hard time finding Vinci Central via Google, that they have been given access, but it's on the intranet, is it not?
That is correct. It's inside the VA firewall, so you will not be able to access it from outside the VA. You can, if you look here in the URL for Vinci Central, it begins with VAWW instead of WWW like the internet. So that's an intranet site.
Thank you. FYI, as suggested, I emailed Vinci SaaS admins, and they suggested going directly to SaaS for tutorials for beginners, as most of their training is for experienced programmers.
They would be the ones to know. Hopefully, they gave you a link to that SaaS training.
They did, and it's entered. I think that was just a comment on another question. All the questions that we have.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And on that SaaS training, a lot of people who look for a particular application training, YouTube is actually a really great place to go and look for training on things like SaaS and R and Python. Thanks, Rob.
Okay, thank you. The person looking for Vinci Central said they found it on the intranet.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's all the questions we have at this time. We do have a few more minutes. If anybody has something that they were holding on to, you can go ahead and ask it. Otherwise, Tim, if you have any closing comments, now's your chance.
Great. Yes, I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. And again, if you're interested in Vinci Data for Beginners, that's going to be on this coming Wednesday, the 17th, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to know how to get there, on the bottom left of our Vinci Central website is the announcement, Vinci 102, Vinci Data for Beginners. We'd love to see you there if you have any questions on data. Otherwise, thank you all for coming today. I really appreciate your patronage. If you need anything from Vinci, please don't hesitate to ask me or send an email to vinci@va.gov. We're here to help you give the best to our veterans. Thank you, Rob.
Tim, if you don't mind, we did have a couple last-minute questions come in. We do have the time.
Shoot.
Okay. This person says, just to double-check, if we prefer to use SPSS, can we save data on to a drive at our location?
You can, yes. When you request access to data, you can select your data storage location as a local server in Dart, and they'll ask you for a specific location of that server. And so when Vinci provides you that particular data, it'll make it available in a download folder where you would go and retrieve that data and move it to your local server.
Okay. And the person who was having difficulty finding, I think it was Vinci Central, said that they found it on the intranet, but it doesn't give access. Is there a help email address or something like that, or a phone number that they can call?
Well, Vinci Central is available to anyone with a VA identity, so there shouldn't really be an access issue. But if you're having one, yes, send an email to vinci@va.gov, and one of our team members or concierge members would be more than happy to assist you.
Okay, I sent that as well in the questions, vinci@va.gov. And that's it. We have no more questions. So I think it's time to wrap up. So thank you very much, Mr. Troutman, for your work at Vinci and for preparing and presenting today. And audience members, when I close the Cyber Seminar momentarily. Please stick around and fill out the very short survey. We do count on your answers to continue to bring high-quality cyber seminars like this one. Thanks again, Tim, and thanks, everybody, for attending. Have a good day.
Thanks, Rob.